The Quran is the word of Allah Almighty that He sent down through Angel Gabriel to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in Cave Hira in Mecca, 610 AD. This miraculous book does not address Muslims or Arabs only. It is a message to mankind.
وهذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك مصدق الذي بين يديه ولتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها.
الأنعام 92. The Quran tops the best-selling books of all times based on the number of sold and translated publications and copies. It has been translated into more than 50 different languages. Linguistic uniqueness of the Quran. When the Quran was first revealed, it addressed the people of Mecca, who were known for poetry composition and eloquence. Yet, those linguistic pioneers were powerless upon hearing the Quran for its linguistic uniqueness, especially that Muhammad could not recite poetry and could not read or write. So how could he recite such superior verses? Unless this is a heavenly revelation from Almighty Allah. When they rejected the Quran, Allah challenged them to bring a surah like those in the Quran.
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
Yunus 38. Allah challenged them to bring 10 surahs matching the Quran with the help of anyone other than Him.
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ مُفْتَرَيَاتٍ وَادْعُوا مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
Hud 13. Then came the biggest challenge.
قُلْ لَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا
الإسراء 88. The Call to Contemplate. The Quran is a book calling insightful people to think and believe based on reason and certainty. One time Allah calls people to observe.
قل انظروا ماذا في السماوات والأرض وما تغني الآيات والنذر عن قوم لا يؤمنون
Yunus 101. Another time he calls people to think.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِظُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةٍ أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادَى ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا
Saba 46. A third time he questions them.
أَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ فِي جَوِّ السَّمَاءِ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ
النَّحْل 79. Men and women in the Quran. The Quran is distinguished by addressing men and women with equality. It assigns them with the same duties and promises them the same reward. Unlike the Torah and the Bible that the people have today, which addresses only males, the Quran dedicates verses and entire chapters to discuss women's rights. Praising prophets and narrating their stories with fairness. The Quran praises the prophets, starting from Adam till Muhammad, peace be upon them all. It commands Muslims to believe in all prophets without preferring one over the others. The most mentioned prophets in the Quran are Moses, Abraham, Noah, then Jesus. Peace be upon them. While the name of Prophet Muhammad is mentioned 4 times only, this ascertains that the Quran is the word of Allah. If Prophet Muhammad wrote it himself, would not he mention his name more often in the Quran? The call to commit to justice. The call to commit to justice towards all humans is absolute. Almighty Allah says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطَ وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوهُ وَأَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ
المائدة 8. In this verse, Allah commands His faithful servants to commit to justice towards everybody without any discrimination, and not to let hatred prevent them from being just towards those who oppose them. Is there more justice or equity more than this? In order to know the greatness of the Quran, we have to read it thoroughly, study its verses, and ponder on the meanings. This is a call for whoever has a heart, or who listens while he is present in mind.